Was it very passionate?
I don't understand it, bro!
Dynamic, powerful, passionate, beautiful, amazing, ridiculous.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G. I'm sitting here with my beautiful, wonderful, motherful. She's got lots of children, only one husband. Her name is...
Amy Nichols, and just two children.
Nah, and a dog. It kind of counts, too. Maybe other children we don't know about. I don't know. You were so easy with the birthing process. I'm really not sure what all happened down there. We're not getting into that. Also, we have some very special guests. I would like to introduce to you the other person, the threesome in our ma'am room. Her name is Anna Castillejo.
Hello, this is Anna Castillejos. It's okay. I know it's a weird last name. In high school, I got a plaque and they wrote Castagello.
Castagello.
It's fine. Then my friend wrote it like that in the yearbook. It's permanent. It's okay.
Love it. I can remember that. Castillejo. And then did you say ho? Castillejo?
It's like Castillejos.
Judging. And we also have someone especially beautiful. Excuse me while I blush. We have hot intern Jordan in here with us today. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, I already got Lacey fumbling her words.
Can you take your shirt off, please?
Yes.
I'm kidding. Oh. Something I am passionate about is wearing clothes, believe it or not, except for whenever I'm at home. But we're not talking about that at all. What we want to talk about today is things that we are passionate about. So this is just going to be random topics of different things that we all love. I'm going to kick it off with something simple. This is something near and dear to my heart. Hair.
Ooh.
Super passionate about hair because I don't take care of mine. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't shower or wash it or blow dry it or anything normal that I shed. But I shed so much. And so then you get that random hair on you and you can't find it.
Yes.
And then you're just like, or you get it in between the boobs sometimes.
Yes.
And
right.
Then you think it's
a bug.
And then you're just like feeling on your, just trying to get this hair off. And then I have a white dog. He's so precious. But he sheds so much. So he sheds little white dog hairs. And so I have hair all over me and I look like I'm wearing like this cheap fur cat jacket. And I hate it because it looks like cat hair. And I am not passionate about cats. I do not like cats. Anna, do not get a cat. Cats are weird. You hear about JC's problems with cats and Amy hates about hearing about that every day. So we're not going to talk about that. But yeah, I'm very passionate about hair. I'm tired of picking it up. I'm tired of it being everywhere. I'm tired of it on my clothes, in my car, all over my everything that I own.
I have a hate-love relationship with hair. I love the feel of it, like, on an actual head. Like, I'll scratch my son's head at night. I mean, he'll, like, take my hand and just, like, start dragging my nails across the top of his scalp. He's such a weirdo.
You pet your son?
No, I don't pet him. But he's got, like, a burr cut, like a buzz, and so it just, like...
Oh, that's the best feeling.
I love it. But also, the stray hairs is really annoying. And my dog sheds, too, but he's got long hair. And so he will shed in clumps, and it, like, turns into... You know the Western effect where, like, what's the thing that rolls across the road during a showdown?
The haze.
It's like those of dog
tumbleweed.
Hair.
Ew.
Tumbleweed. Thank you. Rolling right. Across the kitchen floor. It's awful.
Or it's like a really miniature Western movie on your floor of the kitchen.
I love that this was brought up because something I, too, am passionate about is, well, for those of you listening that don't know what I look like, I have very curly hair. I wear it up a lot at work just because it's like the morning or whatever. But when I wear it down, it's big, it's curly, it's all up in your face. But I do not understand why people take that as an invitation to touch me. I do not. I've been dealing with it my whole life and it is so annoying. I hate it. People, I would sit in class like in college and like I guess people were like, you know, sitting behind me, whatever. There was one time where I like turned around, did not know the girl behind me, never met, nothing. And she was like, oh my God, sorry, but like I've been playing with your hair this whole time. I was like,
weirdo.
I don't know you. Why are you touching me? Why is it suddenly okay for you to touch my hair because it's curly? That's
Amy,
weird.
Amy, challenge.
Oh my God. Let's see how many times.
Let's see how many times tomorrow we can touch her hair.
I'm not doing it.
Oh my God. Before she cusses because she never cusses.
But also, people that she doesn't know is doing it. It's like that for pregnant women too. I don't know why when you get a bump, it's an invitation for you to like come touch my stomach.
That's
just weird.
Okay,
weird.
I have something to say about pregnant people. I'm sorry. This is something I'm very passionate about.
Do we have news?
No.
No, absolutely not. Although I am rocking a little bump in this dress. I'm wearing a dress that has a ribbon around my stomach, so it does like accentuate what belly bump I do have. No, funny story. I don't intend on having kids, and our producer, White Cheddar, asked me, if you ever do become pregnant, how are you going to make your announcement? And I said, I'm not. I'm just going to walk around and get bigger and bigger and bigger, and nobody can ask me anything. And then I'm just going to have this belly. Nobody, you can ask anybody if they're pregnant. No. Here's my deal with pregnant people, though. I love them. They're glowing. They're precious. They have a baby growing inside. There's life inside of them, and then they're going to nurture them and take care of them for life. Hopefully, they're going to do a good job doing it. But every time I see pregnant people, I just think that they're gassy. And I just went through my first labor ever. I was with my friend while she was in labor, and bless her heart, it was so difficult and so disturbing, and I just don't recommend it to anybody. So I think everybody needs to jump on my bandwagon and be pro no kids. Now, moving on with the pregnancy thing, Jordan, what are you passionate about?
Okay, guys, this is definitely a guy thing, but I'm really passionate about not talking. I feel like with my best friends, the best thing that we can do is sit next to each other and not talk and be totally comfortable with it.
No.
Why
are you here if you don't want to talk?
But like, guys, like if you're with another dude and you're just chilling, the best thing in the world you can do is not talk next to each other.
So what do you do with guys? Scratch and watch sports?
It's just like knowing what the other one's thinking without having to make any words.
This is what I don't understand about guys, because Josh will make such a big deal. I really need to spend time with my dad or my brothers this weekend. We haven't seen each other in a long time. So we'll go over there to their house and hang out with them. And they sit there and stare at the television and they don't say a word to each other. It's like, that's not quality time. Like, you're not sharing yourself with someone else. You're just sitting next to that person. I just don't get it.
Kind of along the same lines of the talking, not talking thing, something I guess I'm passionate about is I don't understand why people hate talking on the phone. I love talking on the phone.
I hate talking on
Why?
The phone.
Why? Like, I do too.
Like, hate sometimes it's just like, if I just need to ask you something, I don't want to wait on your response. I'm just going to call you and ask you.
Mm-mm.
Are you not going to answer my phone calls?
It depends if it's of text length. Like, if you can text it and it's a yes or no or like a 3-word answer, then yes, just text it. But if you need an explanation, then make a phone call.
Sometimes like when I have like a long drive or something, I'll just call someone. I'll like call my brother, I'll call my boyfriend, I'll call someone, just be like, oh, hey, like, what's up? Like, I just wanted to talk. I don't see what's wrong with talking on the phone.
Mm-mm. If you call me, you better need something. There's only three people. I am married. I was about to not include my husband. There are three people that I talk to on the phone. My husband, I will talk to my mom on my way home. I have a long drive home, and I have one of my best friends that were phone buddies, so we'll call and gossip and stupid stuff. The rest of them, no. Amy, best friend of mine, might have called her 3 times the whole time I've known her.
Yep.
So she's called me once, and that was to tell me that somebody broke into the studios. That is the only time that Amy has ever called me. So yeah, I'm totally against you on that. If you need something, text me. Don't call me. You better need something if you call me.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I think, Anna, you were born in the wrong generation.
I guess it
or
was
something.
I guess it was just like an unpopular opinion in the room.
So maybe I'm passionate about courtesy because I have this neighbor across the street that just installed lights, like spotlights, that are shining into my living room. It's like living across the street from a lighthouse. I just be courteous to the people around you. Even when you're driving down the road, just if someone needs to get over and they have their blinker on, let them over. Why can't people just be nice to one another?
Because that's not the way that it works. You have to learn how to adapt. I was a courteous driver until I moved here. I'm from small town Warner Robins, Georgia. And people, if you need over, anybody will let you over. They would let a slew of cars over. If just anybody needs over, it's just, oh, yes, ma'am, wave, and yes, sir, and here, I'll give you fried green tomato and some sweet tea on your way, and it's just so nice. Here, no, you have to edge yourself in and get around everybody.
Oh, man, you should try driving in California. That is the worst.
Scary.
Yeah, so I grew up here, but my family moved to San Diego when I went to college, and whenever I go and visit, it is a whole nother world. Oh my God. There is, like, if you think driving here is bad and people are rude, oh my gosh, it's like a whole world of Southern hospitality here compared to California.
I hate it.
I love it.
Never want to. You like mean drivers?
I love cutthroat driving. Because if there's a gap, somebody better be in that gap.
Oh my God, you're such a guy.
Well, and now I have a sunroof. So if anybody really makes me mad, I'll open up my sunroof and then give them, I will point a special finger at them. And I mean, I'm ruthless. I don't even care. I'm like, what? I win. I got in. You weren't going to let me. I got in.
It's funny because when I'm the one that does it, I'm like, yeah, later, haters. But when somebody cuts me up, I'm like, it's all situational.
Whenever I go on road trips, I usually pick out a different character voice from a movie I recently watched to be my yell at other cars voice. So I recently watched The Campaign. It was on some TV channel. And so I picked up the voice from the main character from, what's his face?
Will Ferrell. Zach Galifianakis.
From Zach Galifianakis' character. And it's like, bring your brooms to Washington because it's a mess. Just
like, I love that. I love that you think in other character voices.
You're going 55 miles an hour. You're a mess.
Do you sleep in other characters? Because I dream that I'm a spy all the time.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
It's
awesome.
I think
I do.
And not just spies. Most of the time, it's a nautical spy. Like, I'm always on a boat.
I don't dream that, but I do have this reoccurring dream about this awesome water park that I've never been to. But this is like my happy place. Every time I have this dream, I'm in my happy place at this water park. And I'm just like, yes, I'm here again. And I keep going down the slides and there's no lines and there's no kids and there's nothing to worry about. And it's just so much fun. I think it's in Dubai. I don't know why. That's just in my head. I need to get
awesome.
There one day.
Yeah. Love it.
Something else that I'm really passionate about. Whenever my husband and I got married, he makes adult money, I make play money. So I decided on my own, separate bank accounts. No reason we need to join them together. I don't want to have to call you if I'm going to spend money. It's worked out very well for us. We've been together for almost 8 years, married for 2.5. It's been great until here recently. Because he's been buying a lot of really nice stuff online. So now I'm thinking, I want to be on your bank account because I want to know what it's like to have that kind of money, which is the reason I'm not on the bank account is because I'm not responsible like that. But whenever we get packages every day and I see you walking around in these nice clothes, you know what? I want to upgrade. I don't want to do Nordstrom Rack anymore. I want to do Nordstrom. I want to join bank accounts. This is how I'm telling you, honey, it's going to happen. Since he took out a life insurance policy without my permission, can I add myself to his bank account without his permission?
I don't think you can.
Because we bank at the same place.
Yeah, but I think the other person has to be there. Like, this is so weird. So when Josh, my husband, first got his bank account when he was like 16 or whatever, his mom had to go with him to set up the account. And so when we got married and he was 23, his mom was still on the account. So when we got married and I was supposed to go on his account, his mom had to be at the bank to take her off the account. It was just bizarre and weird. But anyways, you know, when we first got married, we were really tight on cash. So we'd get alerts that would say you have insufficient funds by email, and it would be going to his mom's email all the time. And so she would just forward it to me.
Amy, quick question. Do you get child support?
I do, but I don't call it child support. I call it my court-ordered allowance because me and Josh weren't married before we had started having kids. So I was getting, you know, child support. And whenever we got married, I went to get it cut or stopped. And they said I had to hire a lawyer. So
I was like,
I'm not paying someone to, you know, stop it. So it just goes from his account to my account every month.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So Amy be getting that baby daddy husband money.
I love that.
Maybe you don't have to get joint bank accounts. If you have a baby, you can just get child support transferred to your account.
Whoa!
I know. Reason number one to get knocked up for Lacey G.
Okay, that's it for today. This is Loose Lips, Childbearing Hips with Lacey G, Amy Nichols, and special guest Anna Castagilelo and hot intern Jordan. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Check out KidNation.com for more podcasts.